And let me tell you what, in 1984, our team embarked on his very first road trip traveling to Cincinnati, Ohio for the AABC regional tournament as an all inner city African American program. This was new to us. Being an inner city program, this was all new to us. Playing on fields with home run fences, dugouts, lights,
grass.
It was all new to us. It was a historic beginning for this program. Now, since then, this program has traveled to New York, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Virginia, West Virginia, Minnesota, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Florida, Canada, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Hawaii. That's called Canada. I didn't say that it was the brightest bulb in the deck. I told you I can't tell it all. When we took the field for the very first time in Cincinnati, Ohio, he was the very first pitcher to ever pitch for us. Very first pitcher. And today, I want you to know that we've been across the world. We come from a local, international, all African-American team. Got diversity here, so I gotta be politically correct. All African-American team to a very diverse team. All races, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Nicaraguans, every ethnic group on the face of the earth at one point in time had played in this program. So I want Fetty to take this special moment because it was 42 years ago that he took the mound for the very first tournament, 42 years ago. That's a legacy. And before I recognize him, I want to take this special moment. Oh, I tried to do it right. They sent me all kind of weird pictures. But we made it work. And Fetty, as you come up here for your no more than 4 minutes, I want to present this to you because you are part of legacy and history in this team. I'm gonna sit down, but just before Fetty come, his catcher was Derrick Cooper. Where's Derrick Cooper? Derrick Cooper. 34 years ago. Where's the catcher? Now, he's not on the program because you look around, I couldn't get everybody on the program. But Cooper has always been supportive of this program and anything I do. Fetty Stewart.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is William Fetty Stewart. I played with Coach Mate back in the early 80s. And he was one of the best coaches that we had coming up. And for him to be the person that he was amongst all those my teammates I played with, he was always there for us. And he took us on the first road trip, which was Cincinnati, like he said. We played down there with, I think it was King Griffey's son and Pete Rose when we was down there, right? That was our first time experiencing being out of town. And with Coach Mate, all the effort he put into it, he had faith in us. And all of us as a group, we stood up and took care of each other and played amongst each other. And he's got 40 years coaching. He's a coach, 40-year coach of the decade. You don't have many coaches coach as long as he have and been all over the world. And for him to take us there, we just like, what, 15, 16? If we was that age. But for him, for these 40 years, it's a blessing. And we pray to the good Lord that he was able to pick us up and take us there. And for him to take out the time and effort for all of us. Yeah. I love the game. And like Eddie said, I was a humble guy. I might be what the littlest players you had, I may.
Yes, you were.
So it's a blessing and an honor for him to have these 40 years and coaching us, and we're living our lives now. You look back, he have a lot of talent out here that he put out as a coach. And we look up to him like that. And I just want to tell you, Coach, I appreciate any everything you did for me and my teammates. And we hung in there as all as one, like you said, for you being the coach. I remember you said you get upset with the clipboard. Remember you used to kick the dirt and dust? He used to do all that. But he was there for us as a coach, a mentor. And I appreciate what he did for me and my teammates. And he's always going to be thought about with me. I'm checking in on him all the time from here and out. Like you said, we've been seeing each other at funerals. We're not trying to see each other there, but I can call and talk to him about anything if I need to. I'm always going to be there for you, Coach. And we just appreciate what you've done for us and got us going to different levels from traveling from the All-Star team. Then some of us played high school ball, and some went to college, and some made it to the league. But I appreciate you blessing me to be one of your teammates, one of your players, to play on the team with you. And it's an honor for you to be here. And we're giving you your flowers. You deserve it. You're the coach of the decade with me and the teammates. We appreciate you. We love you. And everything be good for you. Best wishes and everything. Appreciate you. Love you, Coach Moore.
I'm just going to pick up a little bit off of Fatty. That's his nickname. He's very humble. He might be the shortest and smallest player we had, but he was the hardest throwing pitcher we had through this league, hands down. They feared that man.